This is the Reverend Christy Hoard from St. John's Episcopal Church in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, St. John's Talks, a collection of sermons, interviews, and speaker events here at St. John's Episcopal Church. I hope you enjoy.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. You know, I've told you guys I'm trying out this humor thing. You know, I'm trying to decide how much I like doing this. I did a memorial service Monday afternoon for a dear friend of mine, and I did it together with Father John LeCary, who is the Catholic priest at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church, our neighbor right over here. Richard Lavakas was the name of the gentleman who died, who played in a popular reggae band here in Pensacola in the 70s called Lazy Day. And I made the comment to those folks that, like a lot of Pensacolians, I had met Richard at Rum and Reggae on Sunday afternoon. And then I turned to John and said, I don't think either of us, because we're both about the same age, and John is a musician also, I said, I don't think either of us on one of those Sunday afternoons would guess what we would be doing on Sunday mornings. So I think that was true. But I really couldn't find a joke for this morning. I just found a kind of humorous story that fit in with my bumper sticker theme for today. So this is about two feuding farmers who just really weren't getting along with one another. And they had this old fence between their two properties. And one summer morning, Farmer Joe's pig escaped and got stuck halfway in the fence. So the pig was squealing and kicking up dirt. Farmer Bill, this was his prized pig, the pig was notorious for coming over and eating in the garden. So at first Joe was furious. He said, that dang pig and that neighbor of mine. But he marched out to the fence ready for a fight with his neighbor. But when he saw the poor pig stuck in the fence, he began to scratch his ear and talk to him and calm the pig down. So then when Joe got there, he gently freed the pig. And when he did, the pig came over and gave the old farmer a big old sloppy kiss. So that made the other fellow just burst out laughing at the sound of this shot of this muddy pig kissing his feuding neighbor. So then the fence became a meeting place. Farmer Joe patted the pig and handed it back, and the two neighbors ended up sharing a cup of coffee by the fence. So the old grudge kind of melted away with laughter. I guess I owe it to your pig, Bill, Joe said. She crossed a boundary and helped us to forgive one another. In the end, a wandering pig brought two estranged neighbors back into community. A little bit of grace with a curly tail. I think that story shines a deeper light onto truth, that when grace crosses boundaries, amazing things can happen. If a pig slipping through a fence can thaw a cold feud, imagine what happens when God's grace breaks through the boundaries of our lives. So my bumper sticker for this morning and the next two Sundays, actually, when grace crosses boundaries. The grace of God has a way of sneaking past our fences, our prejudices, and our fears, and bringing restoration sometimes to where we least expect it. So let me ask you this morning, what boundaries are there in your life? What needs crossing today? Who have you fenced off, written off, or left to live in the tombs? Have you ever felt stuck on the other side of the fence, beyond help, sometimes feeling beyond hope, even beyond community? What if God's grace decided to bust through that boundary and set you free? This morning's gospel story gives us really a stunning picture of what that looks like. Portrays a powerful truth. No one is ever beyond the transformative healing touch of Jesus. Grace, by its very nature, crosses all boundaries, geographical, cultural, personal, and restores and redeems. Jesus is leading his disciples this morning literally into new territory, literally to the other side of the lake, into Gentile country. And I love that our lectionary this morning pairs this story with Paul's bold declaration in Galatians that as many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ, there's no longer Jew or Greek, for all of you are one in Christ Jesus. In other words, with Christ, the old boundaries of identity and community are being surpassed. Now remember where we are in the gospel. The story just before this one was Jesus on the lake and calming the storm. So he and his disciples have been through this storm, and they get out of the boat, and here they are in the country of the Gerasenes, literally the opposite of Galilee. They're in Gentile country. And it's more than just geographically opposite. Jesus had deliberately gone to the other side, a foreign non-Jewish land. This is the only time in Luke's gospel where he ventures outside Jewish territory to minister, a deliberate boundary crossing mission that foreshadows the gospel going to all nations. Grace is on the loose, sailing across the sea. And he finds a man suffering profoundly, tormented by demons, isolated from his community, living among the tombs, a picture of death and despair. The man's condition highlights not just personal torment, but deep social isolation. He's away from his community. Luke emphasizes his tragic circumstances, chained, driven away, stripped of identity and community. Yet when Jesus arrives, boundaries crumble and grace moves decisively. So some of you are probably asking, why pigs? Why the lake? I think it represents several things to us. The way a first century Jew would have heard that story, those pigs represented uncleanness, further symbolizing that Jesus has authority over all chaos. In addition, a first century Jew would have seen the water as the ultimate ending place for demons. They couldn't live under the water. So that's another bit of symbolism there, that the man could see decisively that his demons had gone away. But look at what happens to the man. He's restored both physically and socially, because you see the community come back out to see him, and spiritually. The man had indeed seen proof in the pigs that he had been delivered. The evil that plagued him was now dead and gone forever. However we interpret the story of the pigs and the water, the outcome is clear. The man is free. The legion of demons, and a legion is 6,000, by the way, the legion of demons that tormented him have been utterly cast out by Jesus' authority, sent back to the chaos where they came from. The healing man longs to follow Jesus physically, but Jesus instead sends him home to minister to his own community. Return to your home, he tells him, and declare how much God has done for you. The man literally becomes one of the first Gentile evangelists, showing grace that crosses all barriers. He became the first missionary to his own people. In fact, scholars like N.T. Wright sometimes call him the first apostle to the Gentiles, sent by Jesus to teach in Gentile country, paving the way for a wider witness. There's an old line from the Daily Study Bible that says, like Christian witness, like Christian charity, begins at home. Jesus knew that the hardest people to testify to can be those who know us when. They know us at our worst. Yet that's exactly what he sends this man, sends him home, back to the community that had chained him up and cast him out. What a beautiful twist. The man who had been an agent of fear in that town is now an agent of God's love. His restoration leads to their restoration, if they will receive it, which is our challenge today. The boundary of Gentile and Jew, the boundary between man and his people, the boundary between the man and his right mind, grace had crossed all those boundaries. Truly, no one is beyond the reach of Jesus' redeeming, healing love. I think it's important for us this morning, as we woke up this morning and turned the news on, to think about the fact that no situation places us beyond the reach of Christ's transforming power. Grace restores us not just as individuals, but restores us back into community life. Our deepest struggles, when touched by Jesus, can become powerful testimonies. Now, pull out your red prayer book, if you would, and turn to page 302. And you'll recognize this, of course, as our baptismal covenant. But I want us to recite these verses here that normally the person who is being baptized would say. It's about halfway down the page. Page 302. Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God? Do you renounce all the evil powers of the world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God? Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God? Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior? Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love? Do you promise to follow and obey him as your Lord? I invite you, my beloved, to take those words to heart today. To renounce the evil of the world and turn to Jesus for his loving and healing touch. In baptism, Christ claimed us. We renounced the legions that would bind us. We belong to the one who has power over every evil. So if you're feeling assaulted by forces beyond your own strength, take heart. Christ is mighty to save, and his salvation means healing and restoration. So your homework this week: reflect on areas where you've been felt beyond help or isolated. Ask Christ to enter those places with you. Reach out intentionally to someone you think might feel isolated or distant from the community, and invite them back into community. Share a personal story with someone about God, how God has crossed a boundary in your life and shown you grace. So back to Farmer Joe and Bill and the mischievous pig. See, in the end, the pig broke through the fence and grace followed behind and healed a broken friendship. In a much greater way, Jesus broke through every barrier to heal the Gerasene man. Jesus crossed the sea, crossed ethnic and religious lines, even crossed into the realm of death and chaos, all to rescue one lost soul and bring him back to life. That's what our Savior does. He's forever crossing boundaries to reach us, crossing from heaven to earth in the incarnation, crossing into our sin and suffering on the cross, breaking the ultimate boundary of death in his resurrection. He crossed the chasm so that nothing can separate us from the love of God. At the Eucharist, remember this truth. Christ meets us exactly where we are, heals us deeply, and sends us into our communities as living examples of divine grace. No matter where you've been, no matter your struggle, you're never beyond the powerful, boundary-crossing grace of Jesus Christ. And look at the beauty of what happens when grace crosses boundaries. Amen.